Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Sharon Kavanagh is the chairperson of the Widowed and Bereaved Parents of Ireland, and Sharon's with me here on Lunchtime Live today. You might explain, Sharon, why are some people, well, some widows in particular, having difficulties renewing passports for their children?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having us on. Actually, it's Widowed and Bereaved Partners Ireland. It's not for the parents.
Apologies,
but
Sharon.
That's absolutely fine. But what we are working on at the moment is passport applications and renewals for our children. So I lost my husband in January 2020, and I have three children who were 13, 10 and 6 at the time. They didn't have passports. So a couple of years later, I decided I wanted to bring them out foreign, and I went online and applied for the passport. But I was very surprised that I had to do this whole other layer when applying for the passports, which is get signed affidavit by either a justice of the peace or a solicitor. So what I had to do was I downloaded all those forms. I made an appointment with a local solicitor who does not know me from Adam, by the way. And I had to present with my husband's death certificate and my children's birth certificate and this form. And he signed, notarized the back of the forms to say he'd seen them, and also the signed affidavit, and then I proceeded with the passport application. I'm a member of a Facebook page called Widowed in Ireland, and I thought that once I'd applied once, it would just be a simple process then of renewal. But actually, every single time we renew a passport for our children, we have to go through the same process.
Why, Sharon?
Well, on the 27th of May, Lisa Rojas, who's also a member of WPPI, and myself met with the officials in the passport office. It was based on a huge press release and campaign that we had with all of the TDs, and we were granted this meeting with directors within the passport office. And it was a very positive meeting. They were very understanding of where we were coming from. But they said that they could not do away with this idea of this signed affidavit having to be done every single time. And the reasons they gave us was, number one, they said, oh, well, if we change it for you, we'd have to change it for everybody else. And by that, they mean other single parents. Now, I consider myself a lone parent. I don't consider myself a single parent because there is no other parent now. I am the sole guardian for my children. Mm-hmm. So single parents would be people that have children, but the parents may not be living together. And in that case, both of them have to sign the passport anyway. Then there's lone parents where the other parent is alive but not involved, and they have to go to court to prove that they're a sole guardian, and then they proceed the same as we do. And they argued, yes, but like in that case, the parents might come back. But no matter how much we wish for the other parent to come back, that is never
so
happening.
In kind of maybe basic layman's terms, that, you know, that somebody couldn't get a passport for their child to take them and leave the country and never return. But in your case, and I'm sure for other widowed people out there, I mean, sure, like, obviously that's not something that you can do. Your circumstances are very different. But is that kind of the premise of this?
That's the premise of it, that they felt that they couldn't change it because they'd have to change it for everybody else. But our argument is, no, they wouldn't have to change it for everybody else. Then their other one was that there could actually be an assigned guardian at the death of the other parent. And that does happen occasionally. In our experience, it's quite rare, but it does happen where there is, you know, the parent that's the remaining parent and then another assigned guardian. So then when they said that, I said, but what checks do you make to ensure that there is no other assigned guardian? And they make none, Andrea.
And whatever about having to do this the first time? But you have to do this every time you're renewing the passport
every
up until the child's
time.
18.
Yeah, every time. And for some of our members, you know, particularly women may have been pregnant when their partner has passed away. So that's like four applications. And you have to pay for the affidavit. In my case, it was €10 per affidavit. So that was €30 on top of applying for the passport. And, you know, the vast majority of our members don't have a lot of money, you know, particularly when we have children. So it's an additional cost. But every other country in Europe that we have looked at, so, you know, France, Britain, Italy, Spain, etc., they all ask you to prove it once. And then after that, it's a tick box on the passport application, because it's all based on trust. They do no other checks to ensure the safeguarding of the children, which is what they kept saying to us. They do no other checks. It's based on our filling out that form correctly. So why can't they trust us to fill it out correctly and not have to keep proving it?
Michael is with us, Sharon, on the line as well. I'm sure it must be very emotional, Michael, is it, having to go back and, I suppose, get that affidavit when you're making that passport application each time?
It is, yes. No, I only had to do it for two of my daughters once because of their age. But there's people like they might have to do it if they have two to three very young children. They might have to do it 8 to 10 times, like. And every time they do that, they have to get out of debt service, they have to go get this signed. The circumstances have changed, haven't changed. Like, our partners are not coming back. Like, and it brings it all back in this, to you every single time you have to do anything like this. Like, and the fact is, like, it's nearly like you feel like a criminal because, like, why have we to do this? Like, we did nothing wrong. Like, this is the situation we found ourselves in. Like, and you bring back up that emotions every time. Like, and so it is not fair on people. And people say, look, some people will say, look, sure, you have to suck it up. That's what they're doing. And but, like, we do it. We have no problem in doing it once. And, like, doesn't come back. Like, so your guardianship, unless something happens to you, in which case if it does, you won't be applying for the passport anyway. So if they can hold affidavit on file with the death cert of your partner on file, like in this day of modern technology, it shouldn't be a thing. And at the end of the day, it's your signature on the passport saying that your circumstances haven't changed. Like, once there's a tick box on the passport, your circumstances haven't changed since your last passport application. And you think that it's your signature the only legal part in that. They won't go back to the solicitor and say, did you check up with this, right? Like, there's no checks. It's your signature is the only thing that's the legal part of that passport. Like, that you're signing, that all this information here I know is correct.
If
you have to do it once. Oh, no problem. That's part of life. And even doing it once, you'll find it out. But, like, if you have to bring that back up again, like, and, like, there's a lot of younger widows on
there
the group very, very young children, like. And just going back to the day when we started this, like, this was found out, all the issues we are dealing with, like, was all found out through the group we have there set up 7 or 8 years ago, like. And that's, like, that was one of the issues. And this one of the big issues constantly coming up, like. And, it, like, people find it very, very
I can see that. I mean, I can understand. I mean, particularly in yourself and Sharon even talking about people maybe where a partner dies and there's, you know, an unborn child or during the pregnancy. It must be very, very upsetting for them having to constantly do this. Lisa Rojas, that Sharon mentioned, is with us here on the line as well. Because, Lisa, you too have been campaigning for this. Do you expect that the campaign will this actually come to pass, that there will be some change?
Well, we do hope that there will be change. You know, I just can't see how they can justify carrying on the same way as it is now, you know. And, you know, as well as the affidavit form that people are having to fill in, it's also having to repeatedly submit the death certificate as well every single time. And, you know, that's not going to change. That's going to be the same one every time you're renewing. So,
gee, I think when it's on file, it's there for life, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. And that won't change, you know, at any point. And I know in my situation, I've got 4 children and it was actually easier for me to renew their UK passports than to go down the route of renewing their Irish ones. Now, I will have to do that soon because of the changes with the UK passports, but it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be like that.
And what response have you had, just finally, Lisa, from government about this?
Well, as Sharon said, we had a meeting in with the passport office and it was great to open up that communication. But it needs to come from higher up. Sharon's actually a constituent of Helen McEntee and has contacted her both on a personal level and as chair of the WBPI, and there's been no meaningful engagement at all there. So, you know, that's what we really think we need to happen next. It needs to go up above the sort of on the ground in the passport office.
And you think that'll be the only way to try and expedite some change on this?
Yeah, Absolutely. Yeah. And just take the burden off of us. Yeah. You know, we're having to prove every single time. And it is a burden.
And I'd say a lot of people, Lisa, only listening to yourself and Michael and Sharon here today, weren't even aware of this, you know, until they've heard you guys actually talking about this on the programme. Look, we'll certainly contact the Minister's office and see what, if any, change is likely to come to pass as a result of your campaign. For the moment, Lisa, we'll leave it there. Lisa Rajas, Sharon Kavanagh, who's from the chairperson of the Widowed and Bereaved Partners Ireland, and Michael as well, thanks for getting in touch. Email if you want to share your experience is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.